I used to work at a McDonald's when I was in high school. I'm a female and worked there for less than a year, but I have several stories of crazy experiences. One in particular happened about a month after I started working there. I was working behind the front counter, taking customers' orders. It was in the afternoon, probably at like 5 p.m. Usually, it was decently busy at this time, but would get crazier and crazier until about 7. There were a few people in line, and I took all of their orders. Then there was this one man who approached me at the counter. Instead of ordering food, he asked for my phone number. I was taken aback by this, but said no to the man. I did not want to give him my number at all. The man then just angrily walked off. He seemed to be really upset about it and didn't even order anything. Although I had only spoken with him and seen him for less than a minute, the guy seemed like a creep. I went on with work as things were pretty busy. For the next several hours, I was kept really busy and things finally started to quiet down a while later at like 8 p.m. Finally, there was no line of customers and things were calm. That's when I saw somebody walk in and noticed that it was the same man from before. He walked up to the counter again and I was a little bit nervous. The man then said sorry to me and apologized for earlier. I told him that it was all right and then asked if he would like to order some food. But he didn't. He said that he didn't mean to get angry and walk away earlier, and then once again asked me for my number. I told him sorry, but no. I said that I did not feel comfortable giving my number out. The man asked me to hang out with him and get to know him a bit. I told him no thanks and that I was busy working. He then asked me what time I got off. I just said later. The man then turned to looking very angry once again. He stormed out of the McDonald's, saying something under his breath that I couldn't make out. For the rest of my shift, I did not see him. I got off and went home. The next time that I worked was on Saturday. I started during the busy afternoon and was once again working at the front counter. A couple of hours in, we were pretty busy when I happened to catch, out of the corner of my eye, the man again. He was entering, and I dreaded him getting in line and asking me for my number. But he didn't get in line. The man walked towards the back of the restaurant and just sat down at a table. I noticed him looking at me, and I looked away and focused on what I was doing. Like I said, things were pretty busy, so I easily distracted myself with taking customers' orders. And for the next few hours, I forgot about him. That is, until I looked up once and saw that he was still there. I was just hoping that he wouldn't get in line to order. I continued work and did my best to ignore the man sitting there. A few more hours went by, and when I looked up again, I didn't see him. He was finally gone. He also hadn't come up to order anything as I was working, which I was happy about. Things were quiet for the last hour or two, and then I was finally off. I clocked out and left the McDonald's for the night. It was dark out now, and I walked to my car in the parking lot. Not long after making it outside, though, I heard footsteps coming from the other direction. I looked over and saw the guy again. He was walking towards me at a fast pace. I turned and started running to my car. The man started running as well. I realized that I wasn't going to make it. When I got to my car, I quickly reached in my pocket for the pepper spray that I always kept on me. As soon as the man reached me, I sprayed him right in the face. He moved back and grabbed at his eyes. This allowed me to easily get in my car. I called the police and then drove away. Long story short, I did not see the man again after that. I'm also really glad that I had my pepper spray on me that night. I went to McDonald's one night after a long day of work. It was probably like 10 p.m. and I was really hungry. Of course, you can always rely on there being a McDonald's open and just about everywhere. The location that I went to was on the way home from my job in a commercial area. There were a few other stores nearby and some other restaurants as well, but most businesses in the area were closed at this hour. The streets and nearby parking lots were pretty empty. I pulled into the McDonald's parking lot and only noticed a couple of other cars. I got out and walked inside to order a Big Mac. When I entered the restaurant, I saw that nobody else was in there. I walked up to the counter and an employee said hi to me. Then I ordered the number one, which is a Big Mac meal, and then waited. I filled my drink and then stood around. Within probably 2 minutes, my order was ready and I picked it up and left. I headed out for my car to drive the remaining 5 or 10 minutes back to my place. Then I could finally eat. I was so hungry. But as I made it out into the parking lot, I realized that a car was parked next to mine. I drive a Chevy Silverado pickup truck, and the car parked next to me appeared to be a Ford Escape, which is an SUV. It was a little bit older one though, probably like 2010 or so. And in the entire parking lot, there were so many other spaces for them to park, but they parked right next to me on my driver's side. As I got even closer, I noticed that not only were they parked next to me, but they were parked so close that I couldn't even get in. They were probably within 3 feet of my car, so I couldn't get in my driver's door. I could also see that their car was running and somebody was inside. I didn't want to bother telling them to move, so I just walked around to my passenger side where I had plenty of space. I was pretty annoyed about it though. I unlocked my car, got in, and then had to climb over the front passenger seat to the driver's seat. As I did this, I looked over at the car next to me. Somebody was in the front driver's seat and somebody else was in the front passenger seat. The thing that stood out right away was that they were both wearing these creepy clown masks. I figured it was teenagers trying to be funny or something. I might have laughed if I wasn't so tired and hungry and just wanted to get home. When I got in my driver's seat, I started my engine. But when I did, I realized that the person right next to me in the passenger seat of the other car was rolling down their window. I looked over, wondering what they were going to do, and I did not roll my window down. But the guy in the front passenger seat then reached down and pulled out what looked like a crowbar. I was really confused. Without saying anything, the guy swung it at my driver's window. He hit it pretty solid, but the window did not break. It really took me by surprise, but right after he did that, I put my truck in reverse. I slammed on the gas and backed out of there before the guy had a chance to swing again. Almost immediately after I backed out, the guys next to me did too. It looked like they were going to try to follow me. I drove out of the McDonald's parking lot and back onto the busier street as fast as I possibly could. The bigger street was luckily very quiet at this hour. I cut the corner pretty close, but made it. I could hear tires screeching from the car behind me. The guys chasing me were driving so recklessly that they cut the corner way too close. McDonald's had some rocks and bushes for scenery and landscaping, and these guys drove their SUV right into the rocks. It wasn't that bad of a crash at all, but it was enough to get them stuck, and they couldn't drive out of it. I could see the guys then getting out of their car as I was driving off. I was able to get away, and I called the police and reported the incident. After that, I went home. I'm glad that those guys ran into the rock, or they likely would have chased me for a while. Looking back at that incident, I don't know what caused it. I have no idea why they chose me or how. I thought maybe they had followed me from work, but I didn't notice them before. I feel like it was just a random attack. Hopefully those guys don't do anything like that again. For some background on this story, I'm a female and live with my roommate in an apartment complex. We are both terrible at cooking, and I order McDonald's all the time. Probably way more than I should, but I like it so much. Plus, they're open really late at night, and it's very convenient. I'm often up late from work as well. So there's something that happened like 2 months ago. Whenever I ordered McDonald's, I would use the mobile app and then go and pick it up. A few times I had it delivered, but most of the time I go get it. The McDonald's is only like a 2 or 3 minute drive from my place. I would say I get it like twice a week on average. One night, it was really late, like 11 p.m., and I ordered some food from McDonald's for my roommate and I. I use the app like always, and I get free stuff all the time because of it. So I left our place by myself, and I got to the McDonald's a short time later. It was very quiet, but there were a few other people there. After going inside, I made it to the shelf where they have mobile orders that you can pick up. I found my name and picked up the bag and then left. I drove back home, and after getting back in my place, opened it up. It had all of the food, but then had something else that was really strange. It was a note that was handwritten, and I had no clue why it was in there. I read it out of curiosity and realized that it had my name on top of it. This is what the note said. "Hey, I see you get McDonald's a lot. Sometimes I watch you pick it up. You are truly beautiful. Do you eat all alone? Because I would like to join you." I thought this had to either be a joke or some really creepy guy. I showed it to my roommate and we were both not sure. My best guess was that it was an employee, but I really had no clue. I never noticed anybody watching me when I got it. I felt like I probably shouldn't go back there for a while. But only a few days later, I completely forgot. I ordered McDonald's again late at night. This time, I was by myself, and my roommate was gone. It wasn't until after I had ordered it and I was leaving to pick it up that I remembered what had happened before. I was a little bit nervous about it, but I decided to go. I left my apartment and drove to the McDonald's. When I got there, I went inside and looked all around. I didn't notice anybody watching me or anything like that. I picked up my order and then walked back to my car. When I got inside, I checked inside the bag for another note. Then I saw it. There was another one and I read it. The note said, "Mind if I join you tonight?" I looked around the parking lot and didn't see anything strange, so I left. This was really weird. I was checking in my mirror, but nobody followed me or anything. When I got back to my place, I looked over my shoulder until I had made it inside. Then I finally felt safe. I sat down on my couch and started to eat, but that's when I heard a knock at my door. Instantly, my heart started racing. I didn't know who it could be. I walked over to the door and looked through the peephole. There was a man standing there. He was average height, sort of thin, and had brown spiky hair. I didn't know what to do. Then I heard him say my name on the other side of the door. He asked me if I was home. I didn't answer him. Instead, I called the police and told them that some guy was stalking me. I went into my bedroom and barely heard him knocking again. I closed the door and waited, hoping that this guy wouldn't try to come inside. He didn't, and eventually the police met him outside of my door. He was told to leave me alone, and I haven't seen him since. I also have not ordered at that McDonald's for a while. The guy did in fact work there, but he was not working on the night that he went to my apartment. I still can't believe that all happened. It was just a really crazy situation, and I'm hoping that I don't see that guy again. This is something that happened a long time ago when I was really young. I don't remember it all that clearly, but I will do my best to tell the story. I think I was probably about 6 or 7 during this time. My family went to McDonald's occasionally. It was a very popular fast food chain with us, and one thing that my sister and I really liked was the Happy Meals. You would get a small toy with your Happy Meal, and it was really fun as a kid. I remember that one night I went there with my parents and older sister. We got there, ordered, and then went to a booth that was kind of on the side of the restaurant, away from the counter. You couldn't see the front registers from where we were. After we all sat down, my dad went up to get the food and returned with it a short time later. My sister and I opened up our Happy Meals first and looked at our toys. Then we started to eat. For some reason, back then, I liked to eat chicken nuggets with a fork. It was just something that I thought was cool. So I got up and walked over to the counter on my own to grab a fork. I assumed that they would be right next to the straws and things like that. Meanwhile, the restaurant was not packed, but actually kind of busy. I remember there were some people ordering, and some others sitting all around at tables and booths. So when I got over to the drink machines, I looked around, but couldn't find any forks. They had straws, ketchup, and sugar packets, but no utensils. I was looking all around that counter, focused on trying to find them. That's when suddenly, someone grabbed my wrist. They had a tight grasp on me and began walking towards the door. There were two entrances to this McDonald's. One was on the right of the counter and the other was on the left. The one on the left was literally right behind the drink machines. I looked up and saw this woman who I had never seen before. She was scolding me and telling me not to wander off. I was really confused and thought maybe this woman thought I was her kid or something. The next thing I knew, we were walking out the doors. We got past the first set of doors and were in the small space between the next doors, which led to outside. There was a man in that small area who I guess was with the woman. He told me to come on and then reached out for my other hand. This is when my instincts started to kick in. A little bit late, but not too late. There was no way that I was going to leave with these people. I did what I had to do. I stomped on the woman's foot as hard as I could. This caused her to let me go. The man then reached out for me, but I just barely got away. I felt him grabbing for my arm and almost getting a grip, but he didn't. I got back in the restaurant and sprinted over to my parents. When they saw me come running, they told me to slow down and ask me what the matter was. I told them about what had happened. It caused a whole big scene. The police were called, and they were at the restaurant for a while talking with everyone. The man and woman had gotten away, and I gave as much of a description as I could, but it probably wasn't that great. To be honest, I never got all that good of a look at them, and it all happened so fast. I couldn't tell you what they looked like today, but looking back on that, I'm very thankful that I was able to get away from them. I used to work at a McDonald's. This is something that happened during that time. I worked there during my senior year in high school. I was saving up money to buy my own car, and during that time, drove my parents' old car. Most of the times that I worked were at nights, because I had school during the day. I was a part-time employee who would get like 20 hours a week, if that. So one time, I was working from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. When I got there, things were pretty busy. At one point, in kind of a break in the action when things were quieter, a man walked in and approached me. I was working at the front register and taking orders. The man did not order anything, but asked if I could come out into the parking lot and help jump his car. I found this to be a really odd request. Obviously, I was busy working, and I didn't know why he asked me specifically. I told him that I was sorry, but I could not. The man then told me that it would be really fast, and then I could get back inside. I said that I didn't know much about cars, because I didn't. I wasn't even sure how to jump a car. The guy told me that he would show me, and said that it was very easy. I suggested that he call his roadside service or something. The guy started to explain to me that he couldn't, but I interrupted him. I said, "Look, man, I'm not gonna leave here. I have to work. Sorry." The guy looked disappointed, but finally walked away. He then went somewhere in the back of the restaurant and sat down at a table or something. I thought maybe he was going to start asking random customers to help them jump his car. I get needing a jump, but to ask an employee who is clearly at work is really weird. For the next few minutes, I was busy working and didn't pay attention to where the man went or anything. But a while later, I happened to notice him out the window. From where I was, I could kind of see out into the parking lot and some of the spaces. I saw the guy getting into a car, which was an older-looking gray sedan, and just moments later, he drove away. I was glad that he was able to get it started and leave. I worked for the next few hours and was very busy with customers until probably 8 o'clock or so. Then things quieted down significantly, and it also became dark outside. I kept working until 9 o'clock and then finally was off and could leave. When I got off, I left McDonald's and walked out to my car in the parking lot. I parked kind of on the side of the building at the end that was a little bit out of the way. As I was walking, I saw the silver car again. The man then got out of it and started approaching me. I had to walk past him to get to my car. My heart sank. He asked me again if I could help jump his car. Immediately, I said to the man, "I thought you left." The guy said no, he had been there all night. I said that I thought I saw him driving away, but the man denied it. This was very weird. The man asked me again if I could help jump his car. I said sorry, but no. I told the man that I really didn't know anything about vehicles, and I didn't even know how to jump a car. He seemed really set on me helping jumpstart his car, but I was really set on not doing it because it seemed way too sketchy. The man then asked me to just come over to his car and that he would show me. I kept walking away from him and said sorry, but no. That's when the man started walking closer to me. He was walking sort of fast, and I decided to start running. I sprinted all the way to my car and then got inside. The man actually started running after me. When I got inside my car, the guy got to my front driver's door and tried opening it, but it was locked. He was saying, "Wait, wait, don't go." I ignored him and backed out. Then I drove away, leaving the man standing in the parking lot. Something was definitely suspicious about him. I had literally seen him driving away, and I think it was some type of a setup. I'm not sure if he was trying to kidnap me or rob me or what. All I know is that I'm really glad I got away. I called my manager at the McDonald's on the way home and told her about the suspicious guy in the parking lot. I'm not sure how she handled it or if he left, but hopefully the guy did not cause any more problems. That was my scariest experience from working at McDonald's.